Thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So here's a simple but important thought. For more motivated employees at work, stop driving them nuts. You know, just a simple idea. But I think most companies really do get it wrong when it comes to employee motivation. Rather than worrying about what it takes to motivate employees so much, they need to stop demotivating them. Most people, after all, are naturally motivated to do their best work and contribute their ideas and passion. But far too often, employees lose that natural desire to be engaged because of the soul-sucking, spirit-crushing things leaders and organizations do, such as too many onerous rules that punish everyone for the actions of only a few blockheads, or too much paperwork and bureaucracy, credit hogs, people taking credit for other people's ideas, never asking for ideas or input from employees, being micromanaged in a way that seems to suggest, sorry, we really don't trust you. Leaders who speak using only buzzwords and meaningless jargon, gossiping gossipers and fun-sucking fun-suckers, or office politics that make House of Cards look like a comedy. All of those things weigh down employees' natural motivation. They suppress it. They demotivate people and suck the life out of your organization. So what can you do? Well, here's a few things that might help. Number one, make sure you are investing in your organization in leadership training so leaders understand the importance of removing what I call job obstacles that get in the way from people doing their best possible work. Number two, invest in coaching training, not just so that leaders can coach employees, but just as importantly, so that employees can coach their leaders and offer positive feedback back up the chain as well. Number three, be intentional about building that rocking great culture. Passion, fun, and positive energy will beat the energy vampires every time. Number four, create a sacred cows committee to challenge assumptions around longstanding rules and procedures. Number five, convene a things we need to stop doing right now meeting and have a frank discussion about what's getting in the way of success in your workplace. Number six, go to www.humoratwork.com and read my article, Turning Complainers into Explainers, for suggestions on how to deal with some of the fun suckers in your workplace. And number seven, last but not least, make sure you're having one-on-one conversations. If you're an employee, schedule this with your leader, your supervisor. If you're a leader, have one-on-one conversations with all your employees where you get people to answer this simple but important question. What's preventing you from doing your job in the best possible way? Now, is there something demotivating you that I've missed in your workplace? I would love to hear from you. Drop me a line, mike@mikekerr.com. And now my fun at work tip. Recently, I was down in Ecuador having an amazing time, a fabulous country, touring around there. We went to the Galapagos, we went to the Amazon, we went to the Cloud Forest. In the Cloud Forest, in this little town of Mindo, beautiful little quaint town, we went into a coffee shop and there was a sign in the cafe that read, Un café, six... I'm speaking French now, but of course it was in Spanish. Un café, $6. Por favor, un café, $4. Buenos días, por favor, un café, $2. Brilliant. So you see, the nicer you were, the more polite you were, the cheaper the cost of the coffee. Not only did it make everyone entering the cafe smile, it was an effective way of using a light touch to remind customers to be polite. So look for ways in your business to encourage appropriate behaviors from your customers using a bit of humor. And the quote of the week from Clem Sunter. There's no point in marching your troops over the hill, no matter how inspired they may be, if it's the wrong hill. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, someone was kind enough to pass along a list of these laws, these quote-unquote laws that I'm sure we've all experienced. For example, the law of mechanical repair, which states that after your hands become coated with grease, your nose will begin to itch and you'll have to pee. Or how about the law of gravity? Any tool, nut, bolt, screw, when dropped, will roll to the least accessible corner. Or the law of probability. We've all experienced this one. I know I have. The probability of being watched is directly proportional to the stupidity of your act. The law of random numbers. If you dial a wrong number, you never get a busy signal, and someone always answers. How does that work? And finally, the law of the alibi. If you tell the boss you were late for work because you had a flat tire, the very next morning, you will have a flat tire. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.